listener production.
Feral pigs taking over farmland across our patch, a rent bidding ban gone wrong, and natural disaster assistance on the way for Dubbo. Today's weather, showers, a possible storm and a top of 24 in Orange, a shower or two and 31 in Dubbo. I'm Charlotte Wallen and welcome to Central West Local News. Feral pig numbers are exploding across the Central West and urgent action is needed to bring the situation under control. That's the message from New South Wales farmers to the next state government. They say our farmers are doing what they can, but a lack of effective control on public land is undermining their efforts. Spokesperson Bronwyn Petrie says a big effort from National Parks and Wildlife has been welcome, but all land managers need to work together.
They need ongoing resourcing to continue that. But National Parks aren't our only land managers. We've also got other Crown lands, we've got State Forests, we've got New South Wales Water, etc. These lands also have to do these programs.
Claims today from the Real Estate Institute of New South Wales that the government's ban on agents engaging in rent bidding has backfired. The group says it's actually increased the practice by making more tenants aware that they can offer above the asking rent. In Orange and Dubbo, the cheaper end of the rental market is around $300 a week. Spokesperson Michelle McLean says it's at the low end of the price scale that tenants become increasingly desperate.
We're a tenant actually wasn't aware that they could do this. Now they're actually, it's been amplified, and so tenants are like, well, they're in a situation, they need to get a property, and it's actually putting more stress on the more vulnerable tenants that probably couldn't afford it.
Meanwhile, Tenants Union of New South Wales supports government regulation in the rental market, though Policy and Advocacy Manager Jemima Mowbray says it needs to go further than just a ban on agents engaging in the practice.
As well as putting limits and putting a ban on solicited rent bidding, you actually had to fix the system and put in place a real protection and put limits or a restriction on unsolicited bids. And I think that's a key piece of the puzzle that got missed.
A natural disaster declaration has been made for Dubbo Regional Council area after the bushfires that broke out on March 6th. The move has opened up a range of financial assistance for households, businesses and primary producers who suffered direct damage. Speaking of disasters, Dubbo felt the brunt of the bad weather this summer. According to NRMA insurance claims, it was the hardest hit town in the state, and Orana was the hardest hit region. The organisation's Natalie Major says just under 13% of all the claims made in New South Wales came from the Orana and the Far West.
More than half of all home claims in New South Wales this summer were caused by severe weather, and the impact of wild weather actually highlights how important it is to understand your local weather risk and what you need to do to prepare.
Helicopters will commence the aerial spraying of blackberries at Windermere Dam from today. These non-native berries present as weeds, benefiting feral pigs, rabbits and foxes. The operation will run for about 2 weeks and will look to cover around several hundred hectares of produce.